This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for February 1st. I'm Paul Plack. Robinson Helicopter has gone from dealing with unsold inventory in early 2010 to managing a backlog which stands at 169 orders and growing. Let's hope the rest of the industry has a year like that. Representatives of Boeing, its suppliers, and the Netherlands Ministry of Defense marked the first flight of the Royal Netherlands Air Force CH-47F Chinook heavy lift helicopter in a ceremony last week. Glass Air now has a 2 weeks to taxi program for its amphibious Sportsman 2 Plus 2, with limited introductory pricing of $199,000. SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, has added King Schools and 4Flight to a list of more than two dozen providers of discounts to its members. 20 aviation-related charities received over $100,000 in grants from the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation in 2010. February 11th is the deadline for the 2011 round. Air Force recruiting officials say they're renewing their NASCAR partnership with Richard Petty Motorsports and the number 43 car for the 2011 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The FAA's new triennial registration renewal is turning out to be a pain. In a guest editorial, an ANN reader wants to know, if cars don't need Part 23, why do we? And the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, Nevada, will play host to the Women in Aviation Conference this month and AEA 2011 next month. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Jim Campbell talks with Free Flight's Tim Taylor about ADS-B, which he says both the FAA and aircraft operators are adopting faster than you might be aware. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.